40 years ago, in 1986, one of the night sky's most famous visitors returned to the inner solar system. Halley's Comet had been watched, feared, and interpreted for centuries, but this time it was met not only by telescopes on Earth, but by multiple spacecraft sent to study it in great detail. Among them was Giotto, launched by the European Space Agency. Irish science had a place on board through an instrument developed by Professor Susan McKenna-Lawler and her team. In this report, Ian Kennelly and journalist Flora McCarthy travel to Dunboyne, County Meath, to meet Professor McKenna-Lawler, whose connection with Halley's Comet began long before Giotto's journey into space.
I was very interested in the comet. I was taken by the fact that my grandmother had seen it and my mother. They had that story of going out in Cork and looking up at the sky, and my grandmother was worried to have this baleful presence over her land. And then when I brought my mother to see Halley's Comet, and she said, "Oh, my beautiful Count, where have you been and what have you seen since we last met?" And she treated it like an old friend.
That's wonderful. You know, Douglas Hyde's wife was named after the great comet of 1861. She was German. So her name is Lucy Cometina Kurtz.
Lovely. I didn't know that. Oh, you must write that down for me.
I will.
Because I'm writing a book at the present time.
That book will recount Professor McKenna-Lawler's career in science. And what an incredible career it has been. Born in Dublin, she studied in UCD, choosing to pursue a general science degree, a choice that surprised her teachers and, indeed, her parents. Young Susan's abilities were quickly noticed, although, as she tells Flora, the manner in which she began her career as an astrophysicist was somewhat unusual.
As a girl leaving school, I had learned poetry, I had learned to play the cello, I could play the piano, but not a word of science had crossed my desk. I just didn't know about science.
And so where did your interest in science come from?
Well, it came in a peculiar way. I was doing a master's degree at UCD, University College Dublin, and I was pushing the finishing touches to my thesis. I was alone in the room, and the door flew open, and the dean of experimental physics came in, and he said, "I have just recommended that you have a scholarship to the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies. Will you take it?" And I was thunderstruck. And I said, "But Professor, I know nothing about astronomy. Do you think that's a good idea?" And he said, "Of course it's a good idea. I've thought of it. Now will you take it? People are waiting." And that was the beginning of my career in astronomy.
McKenna-Lawler's early research was on solar activity, including flares, which she carried out in Dunsink Observatory during the late 1950s and early 1960s, and subsequently at the University of Michigan. After returning to Ireland, she accepted a post in St. Patrick's College in what is now Maynooth University, where she lectured in the experimental physics department, while also working on space programs such as NASA's Skylab and its Solar Maximum mission. It was during this period that she learned of the European Space Agency's plans to intercept and study Halley's Comet.
You see, one of the things, a comet is very ancient. The material of which it's made goes right back to prehistoric times. And there was a hope that by studying what the comet was made of, they could find out what the solar system was made of. So it was very exciting.
McKenna-Lawler met first with Rüdiger Reinhard, a German who was a project scientist and coordinator for Giotto. Through him, she then met Ian Axford, a director in Germany's Max Planck Institute for Solar System Research, which was playing a leading role in the mission.
And so he said to me, would you like to be the PI for the Irish experiment? That, of course, was a very dazzling thing to say to someone like me who had no experience with space instruments. And I said that I was very willing to do all the work that would be required of a principal investigator.
McKenna Lawler led a team of Irish scientists and engineers. Denis O'Sullivan and Alex Thompson would be key to analysing results from the Irish experiment. Michael Martin designed and developed the experiment's electronics and mechanics, while Brendan Jordan designed some of its information processing electronics. McKenna Lawler named the experiment EPONA, both an acronym for Energetic Particle Onset Admonitor, and a name which recalled a goddess once worshipped across Celtic and Roman Europe. It was an experiment that built upon her previous research into solar activity.
I had a look at what they were flying already, and I said I had noted that there was no high-energy particle experiment, and that I thought that this would be very suitable, that we could study the ions which had been accelerated, and that also it would be very useful if there had been a flare on the sun, that the particles of the sun and of the comet would be mixed.
The Giotto mission was a great success. Launched in July 1985 from French Guiana, the craft made its closest approach to Halley's Comet in March 1986, providing reams of data and the first direct image of a comet's nucleus. EPONA played its part, producing data on how energetic particles were generated as the solar wind interacted with the plasma surrounding the comet. Indeed, so successful was the Giotto mission that it was prolonged to include a close approach to a second comet, 26P Grigg Skellerup, 6 years later. Aside from Giotto, this was a remarkably prolific time in McKenna Lawler's career. During this period, she set up Space Technology Ireland Limited. The company was a forerunner in what today is Ireland's increasingly dynamic space technology industry.
I thought this was very important for Ireland to use the prestige I had gained for getting into the space business. And when I came back from the Giotto mission the first time, I said that Ireland should now establish a space agency. And I thought that there would be a lot of very important jobs which would be available to Irish students if they were properly trained.
McKenna Lawler and Space Technology Ireland contributed to missions for space agencies across the globe, not only in Europe and the USA, but also in China, Japan and India. Perhaps the most famous are the ESA's Mars Express and its later Rosetta mission, which landed a craft on the surface of Comet 67P Churyumov-Gerasimenko in 2014. To this day, Professor Susan McKenna Lawler retains her love of discovery, and she remains deeply committed to the further development of Irish science.
That was Ian Kennelly and Flor McCarthy reporting from Dunboyne, County Meath, where they met Professor Susan McKenna Lawler, an astrophysicist and a leading contributor to the European Space Agency's Giotto mission to Halley's Comet in 1986.